This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Next time you're out to eat, at a proper restaurant, mind you, fast food does not count. But the next time you're out, take just a minute or two and think about the very idea of restaurants in this country. Because once upon a time, they were kind of a revolutionary idea. 10 Restaurants That Changed America is the latest book from Yale historian Paul Friedman. Paul, thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me here.
It's worth a mention here at the beginning that we didn't always have restaurants in this country. It's not like you could always go down to the corner of whatever village you lived in and stop in for, you know, a full customer service oriented meal.
That's right. You could always go down to some place that would give you some kind of takeout,
right,
or a tavern that had some food. But a place where you dined in a nice atmosphere with the people you came in with, where you had a choice of what to order from a menu, and where you could go at different times. That's only a couple hundred years old.
And it gets us to New York City in the 1830s-ish, Delmonico's, what you call America's first restaurant. How come?
Right. It's America's first real restaurant in the sense of presenting a gracious atmosphere, fine French cuisine, but also really more American cuisine than they let on. The menu was in French, but a lot of the dishes were pretty local. Nice service, and where the restaurant is what we would call a destination, not just a convenience.
They actually, they were doing farm to table. I mean, partly, I guess, because they had to, but partly also because it was about good ingredients and freshness and all of that stuff.
They went beyond what they absolutely had to do. They didn't like the produce in the market, and they bought a farm in then rural Williamsburg, Brooklyn, 200 acres, and raise their own crops.
Why does it eventually fade away and become part of history?
The simple answer is prohibition. Prohibition, and when it was passed in 1919, killed restaurants that mostly, as is the case now, depended on the profit from wine and alcohol. Hmm. The more complicated explanation is they finally started to have competition in the 1890s. Places that were as expensive as swank and maybe a little bit more fun had a more kind of risque atmosphere.
I'm going to skip around a little bit. You talk about Schraft's in here. You talk about a soul food restaurant up in Harlem. And you also have only one chain restaurant in here. It was not, to my very great surprise, McDonald's. It's Howard Johnson's.
Right. McDonald's is impossible to imagine without Howard Johnson's, as is all, as are all fast food restaurants, because Howard Johnson's invented a couple of important concepts in the 20s and 30s. Roadside dining, dining that depends on cars and drivers. Mm-hmm. They developed franchising. Food that has a predictable quality. And now in our era of artisanal everything, we don't see how important that is. But that predictability that McDonald's traded on, they pioneered.
All right. So let's jump forward a couple of decades and a couple of chapters in this book to the last entry, Chez Panisse and Alice Waters in Berkeley, California. Why is she in this book?
Well, it began as a French restaurant in 1971. By the mid-1980s, it had changed to something more American, maybe a little more Mediterranean, lighter, and more concerned with the immediate locality, seasons, and sustainability. It is a thing in itself that has influenced almost all new, relatively nice restaurants all over the country.
Well, so you leave off with Chez Panisse in plus or minus 1980, discovering sort of the identity that it has now. So where are we today with this idea of restauranting in America and American cuisine?
Well, for starters, we're at a point where more meals are taken out of the home than cooked in the home. But the basic tendency in America is the rediscovery of things that we allowed to become almost extinct. Small farms, small batches, artisanally made products, you know, strawberries that are in season rather than from Watsonville, California. Sure. That's the dominant tendency now from Brooklyn to Berkeley.
Paul Friedman teaches history at Yale. His most recent book is called 10 Restaurants That Changed America. Paul, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
We've got an excerpt of Paul Friedman's book. It's at our website, which is marketplace.org.